As we each cast our focus out into our future, we stand on top of the history that brought us to this place and time. We stand on the nation built by our predecessors, bearing the courage and hopeful curiosity of our ancestors and enjoying the freedoms they fought to secure. Now entrusted with the future of our great nation, we have the great responsibility to shape it within the principles of those who came before us and the interests of those who will come after us. Where do we go from here? We continue evolving, recognizing the foundations our nation is built on, reminding ourselves that we and our nation will never be perfect, but always striving for a better, stronger nation. Long before the earliest Americans had a constitution to fight for, our founding fathers waged a war on the most powerful nation in the world of that time, Great Britain. In declaring their fight for independence, they wrote, "We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor," stating that they would give anything and everything to create a better place for their families and descendants. They dreamed of a nation that respected and protected the natural rights of its citizens and that was governed only in the ways consented to by the people. And through scores of battles leading up to Britain's defeat, they got the chance to build such a nation. In laying the foundations of the future, the early Americans came together in debate and compromise, drafted and ratified the Constitution, and gave us the basis of our current civil society. They gave us the chance for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And along with these privileges, they passed on the responsibility to fight against internal and external threats to preserve them. In going forward, we must remember that it is now our turn to protect the rights our ancestors have fought to secure and protect. However, as we go forward, we must also remember that we must continue advancing the principles of our nation and learn not only from the immediate successes of those who came before us, but also the changes made throughout our history. Even at the time of drafting the Constitution, the Founding Fathers knew that what they created needed adjustments, and they had plans to amend the Constitution shortly after it was ratified. 5 years after the Constitution was adopted, the Bill of Rights was ratified. But even then, all Americans were not guaranteed the rights provided by the amended Constitution. It would take over another 70 years for all slaves to be freed, nearly 80 years for African American men to have the right to vote, and nearly 130 years for women to have the right to vote, illustrating that although our country leads the world, it does continue to grow. It always will too, so long as we Americans continue to fight for positive change. So, what does positive change look like today? Most Americans have a different idea of what should happen in our country, but we should not be afraid of conflicting ideas. Instead, we should be afraid if we lose the understanding that each of us are fighting for what we believe is best for our children and grandchildren. It's just that we believe in a different path to our better future. As Abraham Lincoln put it, "I don't like that man. I must get to know him better," conveying that respect comes from understanding. Once we remember that everybody has the goal of simply providing a good future for their descendants, we can come together as Americans to achieve that goal. We can compromise like our founding fathers did in creating our nation, because we will be willing to hear each other's ideas since they are a potential path to our shared goal. We can collectively accept change for the better, and we can continue to evolve our imperfectly perfect nation into a better place for those to come. So, when I am asked where America goes from this place in time, I am hopeful. We come from the generations of people who fought to secure and protect the rights of their children and who came together in debate and compromise to solve problems. Now it is our turn to fight for the future Americans, to come together in understanding and spirit, and to build them a better world than even our own. Now it is our turn to pick up the torch in appreciation of those who fought and died to protect us, and fiercely protect those who come after us. Now we build a better future. Thank you for listening, and God bless America.